HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado festival, event, and travel information. I am convinced that the members of the HeidiTown community make the most of living in this amazing state, and I'd love to hear your stories. So when you get out there and attend a festival or visit a special Colorado destination, be sure to tell me about it. Even share a photo or two, if you'd like. You can share at HeidiTown.com or on HeidiTown's Facebook page. If you prefer, tweet me at HeidiTown or comment on Google+. Any way you want to connect, just do it. I can't wait to hear from you. This segment airs on KRFC immediately prior to the Bikes and Beer Show on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. and again on Fridays at 5 p.m. If you are listening to this on a Friday, be sure to check out Bikes and Beer. Bikes and beer, it's why we live here. Now for a little housekeeping. Starting in February, my HeidiTown segment will air the first and third week of the month, instead of every week. Because I produce nearly all new material for this show, meaning that it's different than what shows up on the blog or in social media, it's getting more and more difficult to find time to drive to Fort Collins and record the show with an already heavy-duty Colorado travel schedule. The content of the segments will be the same, maybe even more chock-a-block with fun. So no worries, you'll still get the lowdown on Colorado each month from the mayor. And speaking of fun in Colorado, the Estes Park Winter Festival is this weekend. I will be heading up on Saturday to enjoy beer, wine, chili, and mac and cheese. And I hope that many of you plan on joining me. See a full write-up about the event on HeidiTown.com or go to EstesParkWinterFestival.com or find them on Facebook. If you've been listening to the show or following the blog or HeidiTown on social media, you know that I've been doing a lot of travel. Last week, I was in Breckenridge for Ullerfest, and this week, I will be in Estes Park, but my next several trips are to Grand County. Grand County has a lot to offer for the winter travel crowd, although it often gets overlooked because its communities don't have the glam or glitz of Colorado's ski towns. But sometimes, a lack of glam and glitz is just what the doctor ordered. We're spending Super Bowl weekend in Grand Lake. I've written about the town before, and we actually prefer it during off-season. Our very first trip was in summer, and then we took a trip in October, and despite a persistent drizzle and gray skies, it still rates as one of our favorite Colorado weekend getaways. This time, we're going to explore Grand Lake during the winter. It is a popular destination for ice fishing, snowmobiling, and both snowshoeing and cross-country skiing, two of my favorite winter activities. You can be sure we'll be packing up all our winter gear for some trekking at Rocky Mountain National Park. For more information on Grand Lake in the winter, go to GrandLakeChamber.com. Also on our calendar, a trip to Grand Park Dog Days of Winter over President's Day weekend in February. The International Sled Dog Racing Association runs sanctioned races at this event that also includes activities like skijoring. There are lots of opportunities for the public to get up close and personal with all these dog-oriented sports, and I'm hoping to hitch a ride on a dog sled. For more information, go to playwinterpark.com. That's all the time I have for this week. I hope that you are having an excellent winter and are getting an opportunity to enjoy everything Colorado has to offer the winter lover. Again, feel free to share with me what you've been up to on the blog, on Facebook, Twitter, or Google+. Lastly, if you didn't get a chance to see Becoming Van Gogh at the Denver Art Museum, you are unfortunately out of luck. This is the last weekend of the Denver-only exhibit, and it's sold out, despite the museum staying open 24 hours. I did manage to see it and wrote a small yet inspired review on HeidiTown.com. If you saw Becoming Van Gogh, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next week, I will see you out there in Colorado.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.